This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators is meeting today in Kansas City. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson has the latest on the proposed budget cuts.
Last year, the university system saved about $75 million by reducing costs, plus increasing revenue by about $53 million. These figures were presented at today's Board of Curators meeting. Vice President of Finance and Administration Nikki Krawitz says that in order to close the gap in state support and pay for the increase in costs from inflation, the administration continually had to find ways to reduce other costs within the organization, including putting off maintenance and repairs. But they've also been able to save in areas ranging from energy conservation and contracting to professional development expenses.
The good part is we become more efficient and more effective, but some of the actions that we have to take, in a sense, just kick the can down the road, because ultimately we're going to have to deal with the deferred maintenance and repair. Ultimately, we're going to have to purchase the equipment that we put off purchasing in the current year.
Krawitz says the system has to start to look at longer-term solutions while still keeping students a priority. The board's proposed tuition increase won't be decided today. They've opted to take some time to think about it and will hold a vote during a special meeting scheduled to happen sometime this month. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
Missouri's economic development director has resigned after failing to win confirmation from the Missouri Senate. And state legislators yesterday blocked several more of Governor Jay Nixon's appointments. In all, the Republican-led Senate blocked three appointments to the University of Missouri System Governing Board, the Missouri Housing Development Commission, and the Missouri Consolidated Healthcare Plan Board. The highest profile appointment to falter was for Jason Hall as the director of the Department of Economic Development. Appointees must be confirmed by the Senate this week, or the person cannot be named to that position in state government. That lifetime ban on non-confirmed appointees does not apply for those whose nominations were withdrawn, and it appears Hall later can be nominated economic development director because he resigned. Archbishop Robert Carlson of the St. Louis Archdiocese is asking Catholic schools to set more funds aside for tuition assistance in order to address shrinking enrollment numbers. From St. Louis, Joseph Leahy has more.
2% of each parish's external revenue will be set aside under the Archbishop's initiative to help the nearly 200-year-old school system adjust to today's economic and social realities. Carlson says the permanent and annual contributions will be phased in over a two-year period beginning this year.
Somebody said to me early on, if you do this, you're not going to be popular. And I said, I figured that out a long time ago. But I think the effort is worthwhile.
In addition, Carlson has announced the capital campaign to raise $5 million over the next 3 years for tuition assistance. Catholic school enrollment in the Archdiocese has dropped by about 14,000 in the last 10 years. This is Joseph Leahy.
Closing arguments were heard yesterday in the lawsuit over Missouri's new congressional district map. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has details.
Attorneys for the plaintiffs argued that the so-called Grand Compromise map passed last year by Missouri lawmakers fails to meet the state Supreme Court's requirement of having compact districts. Solicitor General Jim Layton defended the map, suggesting that it's not possible for everyone to agree on what may or may not be compact.
Interestingly, no witness has said that any of the maps proposed by any plaintiff drew districts that were as compact as possible. No one.
Regardless of the outcome, the suit is expected to once again wind up before the state's high court. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
And Circuit Judge Daniel Green has been ordered to rule on the case by 5 p.m. today. Operators of two Boonville businesses are cleaning up after a Thursday morning fire that destroyed property. No one was injured in the fire. Unlimited Opportunities provides employment for adults with disabilities, and two of their businesses were destroyed, a recycling center and a clothing shop. But Executive Director Jennifer Weibel says the service program will not slow down.
We've had several businesses within the community offer up space for us. It's phenomenal being a part of a small community where people and businesses pull together, and we've seen that no better than today.
Weibel says eight people were safely evacuated from the building. Though firefighters had the blaze under control within 2 hours, little was salvaged. Boonville Fire Chief Tim Carmichael says it was one of the quickest spreading fires he's seen. Only a few more days until the Missouri primary, but this time it's a little different. KBIA's Fred Katz has more.
The presidential election has already seen three primaries, with New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida down. Missouri's up next. The primary is scheduled for Tuesday, but for the first time, this one actually means nothing. This year's primary is different from Missouri. It won't count for delegates towards the 2012 GOP convention, which means voter turnout could be at an all-time low. Missouri GOP committee member Norman Lampton explains why.
I think the turnout will be very low because everybody realizes that it is a beauty contest. Now, some candidates may try to get their people out. In my opinion, the turnout will be extremely low.
Lampton says he expects only a 10 to 15% turnout for registered voters on Tuesday. That's less than half the amount Missouri has gotten in past more competitive presidential primaries. A GOP caucus will be held in Missouri on March 17th. Fred Katz, KBIA News.
Ameren, Missouri has filed a proposed plan with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission following a November citation. The citation for property being too close or physically on Ameren project boundaries has the potential to affect more than 1,600 dwellings on the waterfront. A major part of the shoreline that's affected is Camdenton. Tricia Creech is with the Camdenton Area Chamber. She says she hopes FERC will make a decision quickly.
Now that the plan has been filed, it is our hopes that FERC will sign off on that, and the Lake of the Ozarks will continue to move forward.
Once the decision is made, Camdenton officials say they hope to continue the year with a good understanding of property lines. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.